Dan Savage's American Savage isn't just another entry in America's culture wars, it's a roadmap for navigating life's most complex territories. Growing up as a Catholic altar boy who realized he was gay, Savage developed a unique perspective that combines unflinching honesty with surprising compassion. His journey from religious upbringing to becoming America's most outspoken sex columnist mirrors our society's evolving attitudes about love, sex, and family. Through personal stories and sharp cultural analysis, Savage challenges us to question conventional wisdom about relationships, parenting, and sexuality. His concepts like monogamous relationships and the price of admission have entered our cultural vocabulary because they speak to real human experiences that traditional advice columns often ignore. What makes Savage's voice so compelling isn't just his provocative takes on hot-button issues, but his ability to ground abstract debates in deeply personal stories that reveal universal truths about human connection. At age 7, the Catholic Age of Reason, Savage first questioned eternal damnation. His crisis intensified in Catholic high school upon realizing he was gay, which he likened to discovering alcoholism while working at a Budweiser plant. Instead of fearing damnation, Savage decided the church was wrong about homosexuality, leading him to question its broader teachings. Yet, after his mother's death, his Catholic roots drew him to Seattle's St. James Cathedral, where he found solace contemplating the marble Virgin Mary. His mother exemplified a good American Catholic, accepting core doctrines while rejecting church positions on women priests, birth control, and homosexuality. After he came out, she became his fierce plague advocate, ready to confront anyone who opposed her son. Though grief pulled him toward the church, Savage couldn't return. Its insistence that sex must enable procreation contradicted evidence that human sexuality primarily builds relationships, with reproduction as a secondary function. Is infidelity ever justified? After 20 years of Savage love, Dan has witnessed cases where it was. While destructive affairs make headlines, those that preserve marriages go untold. Notably, mainstream media often recommends divorce over ethical non-monogamy for troubled marriages. Cheating is wrong when partners meet your needs during illness, after childbirth, or from boredom. Unsafe cheating or making false monogamy promises are never acceptable. Yet monogamy proves challenging. Studies show 40-50% of women and 50-60% of men in long relationships have affairs. Only 1 in 6 societies enforces monogamy. We're not monogamous, but monogamish, recognizing strict sexual exclusivity rarely sustains over decades. Someone who strays once or twice in decades of marriage is actually succeeding at monogamy. Marriage encompasses partnership, family, and shared life building. We accept loving multiple children equally, yet insist romantic love must be singular, overlooking our capacity for multiple meaningful connections. While Maggie Gallagher of the National Organization for Marriage dismisses Savage's views, his GGG principle, good, giving, and game, promotes honest communication about sexual needs and reasonable accommodation of partners' desires. Imagine a driver's education course that only covered engine mechanics but not driving, then giving teenagers car keys at 16. The inevitable accidents would seem to justify abstinence from driving, exactly like America's approach to sex education. Comprehensive programs typically cover only biology and prevention, ignoring relationship skills. States with abstinence-only education see pregnancy rates 4 times higher than those with comprehensive programs. Many teens report not even knowing sex was supposed to feel good. Through 20 years of advice columns, Savage identifies what teens actually need: guidance on finding partners, setting expectations, improving technique, and understanding pleasure, information they currently seek from porn or random internet searches. Being good, giving, and game, GGG, means developing sexual competence, prioritizing mutual pleasure and maintaining boundaries while staying open to exploration. This includes accepting the price of admission, sometimes compromising desires for relationship harmony. Research from multiple universities shows that sexual adaptability correlates with relationship satisfaction, while couples who openly discuss their interests maintain stronger relationships. When Herman Cain claimed during his 2012 Republican presidential campaign that being gay was a choice, he demanded scientific proof to the contrary. Savage offers a simple challenge to those making the choice argument. Prove it by choosing to be gay themselves. Science clearly demonstrates sexual orientation isn't chosen. Research points to biological factors, including genetics, prenatal hormones, and birth order. Studies of identical twins show that if one twin is gay, the other has a much higher likelihood of being gay. The fraternal birth order effect reveals each older brother increases the odds of a male being gay by about 33% due to prenatal hormone exposure. The choice argument should offend straight people too. It suggests their attractions could be easily switched. Ask any straight person when they chose their orientation, and they'll confirm they never did. Often, those most vocal about orientation being a choice are struggling with their own suppressed same-sex attractions. Gay adoption in America grew from 6,500 couples in 2000 to nearly 22,000 by 2009, despite opposition from anti-gay activists who falsely claim gay couples take children from straight parents. Research consistently shows children of same-sex parents are as well adjusted as those with straight parents. A UCLA study found children adopted by gay, lesbian, and heterosexual parents achieved similar cognitive gains, with same-sex parents' children matching outcomes despite more initial risk factors. With nearly 500,000 children in foster care, major organizations like the American Academy of Pediatrics support same-sex adoption, recognizing the real choice is between having parents or none at all. When Savage's son DJ came out as straight at 15, his parents simply assured him nothing would change, having no emotional investment in his orientation. While vacationing in Hawaii, Dan read Merle Miller's essay about straight parents fearing to leave their teens with gay men. The irony struck him. Despite being a controversial sex columnist, his son's friends' parents trusted them completely. It has gotten better, though, not perfect. After 15-year-old Billy Lucas died by suicide following anti-gay bullying, Dan and Terry created the It Gets Better project to reach isolated LGBT youth who couldn't see happy futures. LGBT kids with unsupportive families are 8 times more likely to attempt suicide than those with accepting ones. When same-sex marriage became legal in Washington, Dan and Terry married at Seattle City Hall. Outside, a cheering crowd of mostly straight supporters gathered. Dan remembered an older gay couple at a straight wedding saying, "We're always happy for them. Would it kill them to be happy for us?" Now, amid straight allies' applause, Dan hoped those men lived to witness this reciprocated joy. The fight for dignity extends beyond legal rights. It's about creating a world that celebrates all forms of happiness. By challenging conventions with honesty, we can build communities that embrace authenticity over conformity. That's the true American savage spirit.